We are ready to start. It's all right, Sebastian. We don't. Wir brauchen nicht. No, no. I want to greet all of you affectionately for this third of our Japa retreat. Or it's not a Japa retreat. It's a little seminar. I hope you have applied some of what you have learned in your japa today. It's actually very, very good if you want to move forward in your life to directly apply the new knowledge which you have made. Today I was talking to our Bimala about how we can make sure that we change something for the better in our life. And I quoted to him a very nice statement from the Dalai Lama, who said, every year, once in a year, you should go to a place where you have never been before. Every month, you should meet people whom you have never met before. Every week, you should do something which you have never done before. And every day, you should think something which you have never thought before. And in this way, you will be staying in the move. You will move on in your life. You will not stagnate. And your spiritual practice or your spiritual life will not become mechanical. So, this readiness to learn, this readiness to move on, is something which should inform especially our devotional practice, the foremost practice that is the chanting of our mantra. So I would like to give you a little step-by-step process which you can apply when Amala Harinam Prabhu, Amala Purana Prabhu, I wanted to say, will guide us in a session where we chant all together. The first thing you learned was alignment, bringing your body, your mind and your heart to the practice. Remember, we were talking about sitting properly in an, you would say, in an open body gesture. This is closed body gesture. This is an open thing. It will help you psychologically to open up your heart. Then you will align your mind. Basically, it is you are there in what you do. Be present in the present. Our main problem, I find, in spiritual life is that we are just not there. We sit and go to the Guru Puja, but our mind is already with our day where we have to work or so on and so forth. And the heart is opening with devotional feelings. This was the first three things in the first session. Alignment. Then yesterday we spoke about connection. We continue where we leave on or off in the first practice, alignment. We connect ourselves now, especially this is done with our heart in a devotional way. You can take help of deities, you can chant in a prayerful way. You can just become aware maybe that you are a spiritual soul, a part of Krishna, and chant from there. Connect. That's the idea of Sambandha. Today, we will chant in a service attitude, learn about Seva, the Seva Bhava. And, but first, let us chant a little bit. Let us enter into the experience of chanting by using these practices. Please play a little bit around with it. Some may not work for you, so leave it aside. Be ready to improve your chanting, and you will see miracles happening in your life. It really works when you follow this advice to be in the flow by doing something new, by thinking something new, of course in relationship to Krishna consciousness, and then you will also be able to discover something new. The definition of craziness or madness or foolishness is to think by keep doing the same things which I have done always, I will get different results. That is not an intelligent thought. Let me keep doing things always, the same things I have done, and then you think you will get different results. You must do something better to get better results, or something. Of course, one could say, well, Maharaj, if I keep on chanting, isn't that our process? That yes, but my statement is, you have not yet learned to chant properly. So chant properly, keep on chanting properly, then the results will come. This is a little bit challenging. I need to do this so that you really think, okay, what is it what he will present? Let me investigate that. So let us now sing with our Vrindavan boy, Hare Krishna.
Hare 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 Rama Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare,
Once Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture which was quite shocking. He said, you cannot chant Hare Krishna, you cannot see Krishna, and you cannot think of Krishna, because Krishna is spiritual and you are material. Srila Rupa Goswami says something quite similar in a verse which you have most probably heard. He says that our materially contaminated senses, our material senses, can never grasp Krishna. It's almost like, I cannot see with my eyes your mind. If I look at Vaikuntha Priya, Prabhu, I know from our conversation that he thinks very good, but for my eyes, I just can't see the mind, the subtle energy now. Just as it is impossible for the gross senses to see subtle matter, it is impossible for the subtle matter or the subtle mind to think of Krishna, who's in an entirely different category altogether. Listen how Rupa Goswami describes this. Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Krayam Indriyai Sivan Mukehi Jivado Svayam Meva Spurat Yada. No one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Shri Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. One of the senses is the king of the senses, the mind. No one can understand Krishna through this. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated, it means pervaded, energized, fulfilled, by transcendental service to the Lord, are the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes revealed to him. The Sanskrit word here for this becoming qualified for a revelation of Krishna's transcendental name, fame, form, qualities, and so on. The Sanskrit word for this becoming qualified is sevanmukhe. Let us look at this word for a moment. Mukha means face, and seva is service. So the word sevanmukhe means someone who has his, literally his face, turned towards service. He becomes qualified. The Krishna comes and descends on his tongue and reveals himself with his qualities and pastimes. So let me say it very simple. We are on our own cannot go to Krishna, but Krishna can come to us. No? We are, it's like if you want to, why can't we go to Krishna so easily? Because our instrumentarium, our means by which we want to reach him cannot enter into the spiritual platform of Krishna's existence, his pure existence. You can't fly with a bicycle to India if you're not Harry Potter. It's not possible. The bicycle will not even bring you over the ocean. What to speak of flying over the Himalayan mountains? It's not possible. But India can come to you. I mean, theoretically, Krishna can come to us. He can reveal himself. A good example in this case is Bharat Maharaj, who, as you all know, had a slip in his spiritual practice and became a deer. And as a deer, he lived near to the ashram of some sadhus to have sadhu sangha, the thing which he didn't have when he was going alone into the forest where he stayed by himself. As a deer, he took sadhu sangha. And the Bhagavatam said what happened when he died. It is said that he chanted a mantra, Haraye Namaha. I offer my obeisances to Hari. Now I asked you, my dear devotees, you are all intelligent. How can a deer ever hope to speak the human language and say Haraye Namaha? It's not possible. We had in Goloka Dham our project an orphan deer, small deer. Her mother was shot when there was a hunting expedition. And this orphan deer, which was found by one devotee, grew up in the Sangha, in the association of devotees, just like Maharaj Bharata when he took the form of a deer. And we gave the deer goat's milk. Don't give it cow milk, that we heard cow milk is difficult to digest for the stomach of a deer, but goat milk is okay. And we gave him as much prasadam as it was healthy for the deer. So we made, and soon the deer was quite tame. It stayed around with devotees, not with guests. It always avoided guests. It could somehow sense who is from the community and who is not. But we couldn't make the deer chant Haraye Namaha. We tried so hard. Haraye Namaha. Haraye Namaha. It would only go oomph, 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 oomph. No, not oomph. Haraye Namaha. It's not possible because the vocal instrumentarium which a deer has can never chant Haraye Namaha. It's not possible. So what happened in the case of Maharaj Bharata? How could he as a deer chant Haraye Namaha? Listen to this. He was a servant. He had sevanmukhe. And Krishna appeared on his tongue and moved his tongue Haraye Namaha. This is the secret. If you want to ever have the experience of, it's called the Shuddhanam, the pure name, which is Krishna himself, fully identical, you must also become sevanmukhe. Now, I would like you to to think a little bit about it. What could it mean to chant in a service attitude? We want to collect some opinions now. Who is a good writer who knows to write like the storm? No one. Who? Amala Harinam? Are you a good writer? Bhima is in. You are most intelligent, Bhima. I think you are our man. Please, no problem. We speak French here. S'il vous plaît. C'est un grand plaisir, Bimala. I wish you force. So, what could it mean to chant in Sevanmukhi, facing Krishna, turning our face in service to Krishna? This, I know, is a difficult question, but you are very intelligent devotees. Any idea? Use your good brain, please.
With an attitude of service to the Vaishnavas?
Attitude of service to the Vaishnavas. If you write attitude with three T's, it's no problem. Is it with two T's? Or? Yeah. Two T's, yeah. Don't write with three T's, people. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it big enough?
No.
But it's all right. This was the first attempt. He is getting confidence, yes. Rasa Bihari. Rasikacharya. Okay.
Let your will be fulfilled, not mine.
Let your will. Your will, not my will. Not mine. You can write. Mm-hmm. That's an attitude that you think Krishna it's about you. Mm-hmm.
Serve with pleasure.
Serve with pleasure. When you chant, you serve with pleasure. You chant with pleasure. Is that the idea? Good. We will just collect. Yes. Oh yeah, chant to try to please Krishna, wonderful. Not yourself, it's not about your personal ecstasies, it's about giving pleasure to Krishna. Wonderful, Madhuri. Yes?
Pray to
the holy name. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Giri Govardhan Prabhu.
You become aware of his greatness and glory. Naturally, you have tendency to
send
in like a river flows in the ocean.
Acha, this is wonderful. No. Why do you? That's very good. This is difficult to yeah.
Awareness
of
greatness.
Awareness of the greatness and glories. Awareness of his glories, maybe. And then you chant, and then you can say river chanting, river ocean chanting. Wonderful. Yeah.
You will do anything to please him, like someone who is in love with someone else will do anything to please him. Spontaneous, like
unconditional love.
Yeah.
In love,
yes. Yeah, Giri Govardhan is an old devotee and he gives a lot of wisdom, but we look for that our man who is just now becoming a writer like Chitra Gupta is not getting discouraged, not so long, huh? Yes, Prabhu, what is your good name, Prabhu? Mangal Vaishnav. Mangal Vaishnav? Wow. Mangal Vaishnav Prabhu, please speak.
In the mood of humility.
in a mood of humility. With humility, yes, that's true. A servant has to have that mood. Mm-hmm. Yes. Excellent, Kasturi. Yeah. For the pleasure of spiritual master. With gratitude. I remember once Prabhupada, he said, no, devotees were asking, how can we please you the most? And he had given many answers, but this time he said, by chanting. I came to your country to make you chant. Now where you chant, you, Hogya, you please me the most. Go, Rangi. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Wonderful. Yes, please engage me in your service, like in a different way. Give me some practical service. Yeah. I would like to now turn to Madhava and ask him. Madhava knows the 24 hour kirtan. He grew up with this spiritually, one could say like this maybe. Yeah. And there is something which is called the night shift. The night shift, it's you get hungry and tired and everything. But you and your Midanga player has fallen asleep if he is not Amala Purana. Amala Purana never sleeps. And card player is also asleep, but you have to now make a decision. Will you plunder the Maha Sweets and eat and go to bed somewhere? Or will you continue? And at that time, you will have to understand a certain thing which only the night shift can tell you. It's for you, Krishna, where I chant. It's not for me. It's my service to you. So I would like to turn to Madhava. If he has something to say on this thing, chant in a service attitude or sevanmukhi, with a face towards chanting.
Well, the night shift is called a graveyard shift. It's normally I used to do it for 1 year in Vrindavan. That was my service from 10 o'clock till 4:30 in the morning. And when you start at 10 o'clock, you're still waking, you're still awake. You know, the mind is still okay. But when it gets around 1-2 o'clock in the morning, you know, the mind is always telling you, go to sleep, lie down for 5 minutes. You know, you're hungry. And, at that time I was 18. And at night you get hungry because you're chanting. And normally it's not like, you know, we have a whole crowd of devotees. There's only two of us. And one of us is falling asleep, you know. Normally it's like the mridanga player is like falling asleep. And we're trying to keep the kirtan going. But if we fall to the temptation of the mind, the night grows longer and longer and longer. It's like time never ends. But if we surrender the mind, you know, we control the mind, we just, you know, chant for the pleasure of Krishna, because Krishna is there behind the altar. Krishna is there, you know, doing chanting and dancing in the courtyard. We don't see it. But if we actually surrender and do it as a service for the pleasure of Radha Shyam Sundar, then kirtan becomes so wonderful. You can just go on for hours and hours. and not think of yourself. You know, the moment you think of yourself, that's it. You start getting mental. I'm hungry. You know, I want to sleep. And then that's it. It's gone. And also the other very important thing is that when we do the night shift, there's no one, there's no crowd to impress. We're not trying to show our musical talents or our singing to anyone. So there's no one to impress except Krishna. You know, Krishna is the main audience. You know, whether it's in the night shift or we're sitting in front of 100 people or we're sitting in front of 1,000 people or in Woodstock, we're sat in front of a few thousand people, you know, chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna and Guru, they are the main audience. If they're pleased, the Vaishnavas are pleased and the mercy of the holy name flows down. So that mood of, you know, just, you know, do it for the pleasure of Krishna and Guru is very important in chanting. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. We can, I asked Madhava because, you know, someone who has done this 1 year, he has, in order to survive, you have to switch from I, me and mine to Krishna, 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 Krishna and your pleasure. Otherwise you just go into a mental hospital or you just stop doing it, you know, or you just fall asleep. In the night shift, not even the chowkidar is awake any longer. It means the guard, the paid guard. He also sleeps on his chair. You know, you have to understand it's for Krishna. My dear devotees, when you can make this shift in the chanting, that you don't chant to get your ecstasies, then you are on the way to receive Krishna in the form of the holy name. So chant in the spirit of service and pray to Krishna to be allowed to serve him. This means you have to take yourself consciously out of the center of your life. Admit it. There is someone in the center of your life, and that's mostly you. You think day and night about this. The center, me, mine, do I like this, do I not like it, do I have enough prasadam, what will I do after the seminar, and so on. When you want a revelation of the pure name, you have to just tell to yourself, okay, would you kindly move a little bit to the side, you go to on the spectator seat now, and we put Krishna in the center. And at that moment, the holy name will reveal himself. Like it is said here in the verse, Svayam Eva. Svayam means he himself. Eva means certainly. And Spuratyadami. Spurti means an appearance. It is more than in a dream. In a dream you also think of something, but it's still your mental production. Spurti means not a mental production, it's an ingression of Krishna, or an entry, you could say, of Krishna coming into your life and in your mind. And then it is like this. So during the chanting, it's good to do it in a service attitude that is pleasing for Krishna, melodiously. I know that Aindra Prabhu, who is one of our foremost examples in chanting, he instituted this 24-hour kirtan, and very often at the beginning there were little devotees or few devotees to assist in this great project, and he had to do many shifts himself, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, singing for Krishna. And we know that when Aindra Prabhu had his kirtan, he He really wanted every midanga bead to be good, every kirtle ring to be there in tune with the kirtan, because he said it's for Krishna. Krishna has very fine senses. This means to serve or to please or to sing in this case for Krishna himself. I would like to now make a little meditation with you. You know that, yes, Bimala, you may sit. You know that Prabhupada gave us a simple meaning of the mantra, which describes a little bit the mood in which we chant. He said, it's a call for Radha and Krishna to engage in their service. So it says, my dear Srimati Radharani, my dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. This meditation is gleaned from another meditation by Gopal Guru Goswami. Gopal Guru Goswami is a very, very strong example in chanting. He is called Guru because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the bathroom and he bit his tongue. The little boy, Gopal, was there. He was 8 years at that time, and he said, little boys do, why do you bite your tongue? Why? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at the little boy and smiled and said, well, my tongue always wants to chant the holy name, and when I'm in a dirty place, like the bathroom, I don't want to pollute the holy name. Then Gopal said, but who knows? No, at first he said, but the holy name can never be pure, impure. It's full of purity, purno shuddho. It cannot become soiled or stained or made dirty when it comes in contact with something dirty. In fact, it will even purify the dirt. That's why we chant with our contaminated mind. The holy name comes and it purifies our mind. And second, who knows when you will die? You could die in the bathroom. You must always chant. 8 year old boy. Gauranga Mahaprabhu took Gopal on his lap. He cried tears of love and he said, Gopal, you are my guru. From this day on, your name shall be Gopal Guru. He was so satisfied with the teachings of the little boy that he called him Gopal Guru from that day. Now, Gopal Guru later trained disciples in the confidential worship of Krishna. His disciple Dhyan Chandra Goswami wrote a Padahi, that's a manual for a confidential worship in the mind. Gopal Guru, the Guru, then wrote also a meditation on the chanting of the holy name. And I would love you to chant now about these meanings as you chant. Jiva Goswami, when he gives an instruction how we should chant, or in his Bhakti Sandarbha, he says, mantrata chintanam. While you chant, you should be, Chandrasekharji, good morning. Oh, you are noting. I see. I was wanting to save you from brother sleep, but it was not necessary. Good. Mantrata chintanam. We should be mindful of the meaning of the holy name while we chant. You know, it should be an inner orientation when we chant. It doesn't have to be the night shift orientation, but something like that. That's, I think, why I really want to thank you, Madhava, for we spoke about it many times. I have done it a few times, the night shift, and I also learned something, but Madhava did it for a year. He is really the night shift guru. So the idea is really we connect now, we take the teaching of the second step, we connect to Radha and Krishna in a prayer where we are mindful about the chanting. So I request you now to take your bead back if you have one. If you don't have one, it's not required. You can either do counting with the hands, or you can just chant. It's an exercise which will do good for us in our japa techniques or japa when we do. So this time we will chant in one voice, and whenever you hear me making this sign, it means you will stop and you will hear another meditation. Then, when I give you this sign two times, it means we will again continue chanting in one voice. Is it okay? So you will always stop and then you will go. This will help you very much, the meditations in between, to stay connected. That was day number two. But it now will help you also to enter into a service mood. You will hear these meditations by Gopal Guru Goswami, and I think you will love them so much that you will want to have them, and that is also possible. One moment. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Nivasaji Govaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. What's your posture? Do you sit properly? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Now bring your mind to listen to the sound vibration of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Imagine you are entering into a river, a flow of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. O Radha, please capture my heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Please pull my heart to you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please steal my heart with your sweetness.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please purify my heart by giving me through your devotees knowledge of how to worship you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please make me steady in devotion to your name, form, qualities, pastimes and such. Make me steady in devotion.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Krishna, please, may I develop taste for you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please make me qualified for serving you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Radha, please show me how to serve you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
By meditating in the mood of service, we turn towards Krishna and Krishna turns towards us. You can come back now to room awareness. We will do something else in a minute. So this is a little exercise. It may be a little bit forced for some of us, but this is how devotees use this mantras or formulas of Jiva Goswami, no, of Gopa Guru Goswami, to enter into a service mood while they chant the holy name. I want to now make a little point for those of you who take notes. If you want to enter a service mood while you chant, I recommend you four shastic processes, which I have called the magic formula. First of all, you should be in the company of saintly devotees in your life, who give an example of what the service mood means. It's very infectious. Then, when you chant, you should either do so in a peaceful and secluded place to chant, or you should see that you yourself are in a peaceful mood while you chant. Blend out external diversions and distractions. That helps you very much. Then, a third point which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives, this is not for me, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, chant in a determined attitude. No matter what will happen, no matter that my mind says get up, just be determined. And you will see, after some time, when you have this determined mood, your mind will give in. Something you must know about psychology, spiritual psychology, when the mind comes with one thought, and this is yoga psychology, you develop another thought. For instance, the mind tells you, oh, you can enjoy by eating 50 pizzas. And then you have to have a counter thought which says, well, if I eat 50 pizzas, I won't fit through the gate of the castle any longer. I will develop different diseases like varicose veins. I will be ill and be in my bed all the time. It's counter thought. And then as these two thoughts meet each other, the mind becomes stable. So when you chant, you and the mind tells you things, you must have a determined attitude. And when these two meet, the determined attitude, the determined thought, then it will neutralize the thing. When the mind says something crazy, stop this now, go out, you know, go on a swing or something and swing on the tree. You know, that's what my mind always tells me, such funny things. I'm a forest boy, you know. And then you say, no, I'm very determined to remain sitting here. It was amazing when we did the kirtan in the evening, because I live in the forest, my mind tells me very cleverly, see, at 9:30 it gets dark, and you are already known for losing yourself in forests. So get up from the kirtan, go back. You will not find your way in any other way. Otherwise you will become a scandal, you will be a loss for the community, they have to inform the police, and so on and so forth. Get to your cabin and sleep. I said, no, that's all right. There will be Gopaswami is the best host in the universe. He will somehow catch me in the forest if I get lost. Maybe he's still waiting for me. Counter thought, determined attitude. It's very important. And then think about, fourth tip, think about the meaning of the mantra. No, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. If you have this intact, there will be no problem in your chanting. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Harinam Chintamani, how to cultivate the chanting and to attain our original position. The company of saintly devotees, a peaceful and secluded place to chant, or a peaceful mind. I like very much Amala Purana Prabhu. When you chanted, it was so peaceful and so nice. I just felt I was sitting right before Radha Syam Sunda. It was the peaceful mind. This is how they chant in Vrindavan. They don't chant so hectic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I can't do it so nice, but peaceful, that the mode of passion doesn't come and disturb us. A determined attitude, very important, and think about the meaning of the mantra. This is a magical formula, it works. I have given you the half of the mantra. If you want the other half, it is a little advanced, but it's nice also. You may refer to the translations of this. If you want from this seminar, if you want texts, you can give your email and we will send it from our office to you, so that you can go again through the points in your own time. But I will announce this tomorrow, and not yet today. So while you chant, you can chant in a service mood. It means basically for the pleasure of Krishna. If you don't want many points and you want to give us the essence, Maharaj, it means for the pleasure of Krishna, not yourself. Now, you can also serve the holy name outside your own japa or kirtan practice, and that is, you can do something to arrange the spreading of the holy name. For instance, our Bimal Prabhu, he has arranged this seminar, so he will get 1/6 of your benefit because he has arranged. That's a lot when you multiply, you know. Anyone knows who preaches about the glories of the holy name outside and who does something, he gets benefit. Or I remember Chandra Shikhar, he had the Subway Yoga program. I saw a video where he went with a few devotees into the Paris subway and they chanted there. He must, you can look, see him, he's effulgent, you know, because the moment you start something to serve the holy name, by spreading it, the holy name is very pleased. That also means service. Or another service which is very nice, you can speak with Amala Purana and Madhava about the details of this service. You could come to Vrindavan during whenever you have time and just assist in the 24-hour kirtan, either as a singer when you are a good singer or a chorus person, just as important, and serve the holy name like this. The chanting of is purely for Radha and Krishna, but you also spread the holy name, because what you do in the Dham multiplies all over. Render service, because only if you turn your face to Krishna in service can you get a revelation of the holy name. Having said this, I would like to do now something very special with you. I want to kidnap you. We will leave now France, and we will go to Vasana and make a parikram for the pleasure of Radharani, and we will do it in a special way. We will sing, and we will sing. Ready? Yeah. We will sing with kirtan, and then we will go visit different places. And you will see, it's a whole interactive thing. It's very easy. I need my band here. Good. Oh yeah. Good. So, it is described that one of the services which you do is Pada Sevanam. Pada, it means literally foot service. Foot service is not replying to the French manicure, foot manicure. It is not that. It is taking your foot and walking through the holy Dham. And while you do this, you know, it's not Nordic walking. You give pleasure to Radha and Krishna by singing their glories. That's the idea of parikram. Or you sit at the places, you hear the katha, or you speak the katha. Pada sevanam should always involve not just the soles of your western feet, you soft soles. It is a conscious meditation about Radha and Krishna, who performed different pastimes at these holy places. And we will give you now an example of kirtan and pada sevanam by going through Vashana. I'm sorry to... Maybe what I could do, Bimala, could you sit on the left, please, then, because I need to communicate with Amala Purana. So, you are close enough, Madhava, to see the sun? Yes, I think so. So, what we will do is, I will sometimes... This is not for you, what we talk now. Sebastian, you need to put us soft or loud according that it's a nice sound. So we will go to Vasana in our mind's eye. Here's a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita for you. The loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. And now you can pay close attention. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. The two are non-different. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, hey, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Srimati Radharani, the queen of Vasana. We also go up the steps with him into the temple to take our darshan. And then we stay a little in the temple and we start our parikrama from there. Sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Later, Lord Brahma asked Krishna, "Is there any service I can do for you?" And Krishna said, "Yes, one thing. With your four heads, you become the four hills of Vasana. Early in the morning, the eastern sun falls onto these four small hills, which in a bigger form comprise the whole area of Vasana, and also bathe Lord Brahma, the servant, in the sunlight. We will now go down the staircase to start our parikrama. Don't forget to sing. Sing now. Hare Krishna. Together. On the right side we find one hill and on the left side another. And in between is a small passing path which we will have to take. It is here where Krishna once stopped the beautiful gopis and demanded tax. But the gopis were not willing to give the tax. They asked, "On what strength do you seriously want to have tax?" Krishna answered, "Very simple. I'm the son of the king of Vrindavan. We own everything here." Said Lalita. This Lalita with the peacock feather dress. "The scriptures know this is the forest of Vrinda Devi, one of the Sakis of Radharani. And Vrinda Devi has given her forest to Radha. It's Radha's forest, not your forest." I'm God," said Krishna. "That's why I have right for your text. Show us a proof that you are God, please." "Well," said Krishna, "I lifted the Govardhan mountain and held it for 7 days. "Ah, ha, ha, ha," said Vishaka. "This you did because you always steal our milk products, and that's why you have so much strength. It's from our milk products. We are here the lords, not you." So Krishna finally said, You don't cross this line here. If you cross this line with your clever gopis, I will destroy your pots." So the gopis walked on, and Krishna, bang, destroyed the clay pot full of yogurt and butter. And still to this day, you can see white on the rocks. See, at least with the eye of faith, then you can see it. And it is from the yogurt. This pastime is enacted still every day here, where on one throne Krishna, in the form of a little Rajabala, a little boy, argues against Radha, who's on that other throne, who actually owns the forest of Vrindavan. Is it Radha's forest or Krishna's forest? As we go through Sankarichor, we feel we enter into another dimension. Everything looks different. My dear devotees, How will anyone ever understand the sweetness of Krishna if he does not walk through the forests of Radharani? How will anyone ever understand the sweetness of Krishna who doesn't touch the dust which is touched by the lotus feet? And how will you ever jump into the ocean of Syamras if you don't talk with the devotees of Radharani? Shwop. We will continue. But as we continue, watch these monkeys. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, said, this Krishna is too much. Where he has no longer any arguments, he becomes aggressive. And she went on this hill, which is called, and there in a cave, she went in a mood of man, loving rejection of the lover. Krishna could no longer see Radharani. The forest of Vrindavan was sad because of this. All the leaves hang down. No Milan, no meeting of Radha and Krishna, because Radha is there in this place in a mood of loving rejection. Krishna tried everything to pacify her, and finally he went in a very deep, begs her, please accept me. I just was a little bit temperamental. I didn't mean to destroy your yogurt pots. But Radha wouldn't even speak to him. Then Krishna went down in this valley and up the other side, and he got an idea. He took on a form by which he gave pleasure to Radha. It was a disguised form of a peacock. And he danced and he danced and he danced. Finally, Lalita said, look, there is this peacock on the other hill. He dances so beautiful. Radha said, if he has a blue neck, I will not look at him. Krishna didn't give up. He danced and danced until finally Lalita said, let's go and watch him close by. It's only a peacock. As Krishna danced, all of a sudden, shwoop, he emerged out of the peacock, and then the divine couple danced together. And they danced like this. Srimati Radharani ki. Walking through the forest of Vasana, and we become closer and closer to the temple from where we started. Parikrama means to go one time all around, and now only about half a kilometer is separating us from the altar of Srimati Radharani. The devotees whom we see are very contemplative. Their hearts are full with Radha and Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. back of the Lad Lilal temple, the temple where we started our parikrama. There's a garland, and we can take the garland to bring it to Srimati Radharani. You see this little passing way there on the right side? That's where we go through. But before we reach this gate, we are stopped. Stop, he says. Do you think you are qualified to directly approach my Radha? You cannot just walk by me. Why we love Krishna, we don't know. All we know is we cannot leave Braj. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, sing please. You see, the night has come over Vasana. In the temples they are dancing for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. It's their form of seva. We will go during the night on night parikrama. It's a different atmosphere, much more contemplative. And I will ask Amala Harinam to sing a night, Amala Purana, sing a night raga.
Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So you have mentally done a parikram around Vashana, Parasevanam, in the mood of giving pleasure to Radha and Krishna through chanting the holy names. Maybe you saw that one picture where these two sadhus in white dress, where one had a gong, boom, 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 and the other pair of cartels, they did this also, walking around the holy land and singing. I very much would like to recommend you to observe the last part of our little parikrama where it was dark. We chanted, when you are in the darkness, you don't chant to impress someone. There is no one. Even the monkeys are asleep. But you chant for the pleasure of the unseen observer. There is a prayer like this that, oh Radha, oh Krishna, let me do Jaru Seva. Let me sweep with a broom before your palace. And when the door opens a little bit, then I will see a little bit of your lotus feet. The idea here is that we do service and we hope by the service that some mercy is shown our way, the door opens a little bit and we can see whatever the Lord wishes us to see. We can realize whatever the Lord wishes us to realize. The chanting is very much like this. You chant not for an audience, you chant for Krishna, and very much like this in the evening kirtans which we do here, where we are really sitting down, we have to focus on the sound vibration, we have to make the sound, or as Prabhupada says, just chant with your tongue and hear with your ears. That service we do. So I hope you can take some inspirations from this to render your service, your naam seva. There was something I wanted to say. Yes, in case you want to read about these points and see relevant Shastric quotes, I've written a little article on the Kirtan Arrow, which I'm using here as my notes. And tomorrow we will put a piece of paper on the wall and you can write down your email address if you wish to obtain this article. We will send it in form of a training newsletter where you will get every 2 weeks a little something. It's done automatically now. We have this computer age. And then you can just go through it. Good. Now I want to see if you have any questions regarding the third point, chanting in a service attitude, with a service attitude. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? You look really different. You look as if you went on parikram. Vrajmanda parikram, Gaurangi. You are looking at me and I'm looking at you. Sebastian?
Isn't this chanting in the service mood coming out of the knowledge about Samanda, to realize who I am?
Yes, chanting in the service mood comes out of Sambandha Gyan, which is the basis of everything which we do in Krishna consciousness. In Prema Vivata, Jagadananda Pandit describes how a soul meets a sadhu And the sadhu will explain to him, you are actually a servant of Krishna. You have been wandering since time immemorial from one life form to the other, but stop now your wandering. You are a servant of Krishna. And then the soul responds to this by saying, or the devotee responds to it, oh why, alas, alas, I realize I've been serving Maya for so long. And then that soul turns to Krishna in a serious way and surrenders to him. And then Krishna will order the material energy to go back, and he will give strength to the conditioned soul so that he can walk on the path of Krishna consciousness. So, yes, this Sambandha Gyan is given by the sadhus, by devotees in general, and then whatever efforts we do in our path is based on that initial sparking of what we have learned. It's not very, very, let me say, very, very difficult to understand. We get some knowledge, yes, and we become aware we are actually a servant of Krishna. These elements of the Kirtan arrow, I must say, I took them from the Shastras and I just organized them in a sequential way. Yes, the beginning is Sambandha Gyan. Yes?
Speaking about service attitude, sometimes it seems so odd to get this service attitude. I speak it for myself. Sometimes I want to be a servitor, next time I want to be the enjoyer. I to be fixed in the service attitude. Always. Okay.
How to be fixed in the service attitude? You must be fixed in the master first, who receives your service. In Krishna, in the glories of Krishna, and when you are fixed there, you will want to serve. It is described that when the soul is introduced to Radha and Krishna, he's brought by one of the servants of Radha Krishna, Sakis or Sakas, whatever is his rasa, and the first meeting is a quite interesting and quite dramatic. The servant or the lost soul or the soul meets Radha and Krishna for the first time, and immediately his heart is flooded with bhakti, different impressions of bhakti, which means the service attitude. See, we have it naturally. We want to serve. But our focus is unfortunately not enough on Krishna, and therefore our service goes all over the universe, and then we are frustrated because we are frustrated in our service attitude. We are serving maybe our family or our nation or the army or the school. Ooh, I had to do so much homework, so much service really for the school, and I was constantly frustrated that I decided when I turn 16, I'm out of here and no one will catch me. I will go in a ship to a different country and I will live in the forest, but this school is too much service. Frustration and service happens when you don't serve the Lord, to whom we are originally meant to serve, we are spiritually made like this, that we are serving the Lord. And then, but when the Lord comes into your mind, when you really get an introduction to Krishna, or you want to serve. I had this problem, and I will end here. A little story from, see, I come from a family where we don't serve anyone and we don't bow down to anyone. It's not within my education. So when I was asked to go on Sankirtan, it was difficult because people on Sankirtan are rather harsh sometimes. No, 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 go away. Or as they say in Bavarian, Schleich die. It means just get away or you will get the German fist in your face. So I was very, very disheartened at times. And then I would go into the church. First I was asleep on the bench from all that frustration. And then I thought, well, I can't sleep the whole day. And then I read something about in the Bhagavatam usually. And then I felt all of a sudden, as I heard more and more about Krishna, I want to do something for Krishna. And I'm now here. And he says in the Gita, he likes those who spread his holy name. Yeah, or spread this knowledge. Okay, so let me get back on the street. And I felt motivated to again face Germany. So when you feel disinclined in your service, when you feel the enjoyer mood coming up, or when you feel just totally tamasic and you want to just sleep and eat, then get knowledge about Krishna, either here at tape or recorded lecture of your favorite lecturers, or hear or read in the scriptures. And when you become more aware of Krishna, you will see automatically then you want to serve. You only don't want to serve when you don't see Krishna before you, when you are not Krishna conscious. Then this inclination is not given a chance to manifest, and then you just serve your boring senses. I mean, boring in the sense that we have done this many times, it's nothing new. Good. My dear devotees, I'm looking at the wristwatch, and I think we should end a little bit earlier than not go so much over time, because lunch prasadam is also there. So thank you very much, and tomorrow we will come to the fourth step of chanting, which is really something. It is, fourth step. Opening the heart, that will be quite something. Hare Krishna.